that's the thing though with modern people. Motherfuckers done forgot how to fall in love, man. Like, you gotta be, first off, I gotta be willing to wake up next to you every day for me to even consider that you a part of my circle that I have to take care of. I gotta want to talk to you every day. I don't want to talk to a motherfucker that I know I'm gonna argue with. Cause, yo, shawty, we gotta wait till I get paid to do this and that. And I gotta save some money to take care of us. I don't want a motherfucker blocking at me. You broke ass nigga, bitch, go. Oh, this could be a two check crib.
It should be a two-chick crib.
It should be a two-chick crib, but...
I ain't tripping on you right now. Yeah, I'm letting you make it. I ain't tripping right now.
Real shit, I mean, you can't go back to your mama crib.
Yeah.
Like, and fucked up is that you're the same, too, to hold it over somebody's head, because I know that's going to be the thing, too, people say, like, oh, you can't hold somebody lips straight over their head. Man, they do it to us all the time, though.
Yeah, they do it. Everybody do it to each other. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Everybody do it to each other. Rapper.
I'd rather have a female that I know
broke people, and broke people do it to broker people. You understand what I'm saying?
I swear. Nigga, this motherfucker's souls is broken, though. It ain't necessarily the money by money. Motherfuckers got broken ass spirits.
Hell yeah. Man, that's a. Man, it's so
that's
much.
That's some dangerous shit.
It's so many problems to get into. You got that. You got people who money hungry. But they money hungry for the wrong reasons, or they so set in quote unquote hustling that they don't even recognize that they that the happiness that they sacrifice another time, they sacrificing doing some shit that they don't like is really gonna kill them before they even
exactly
spend the money that they quote unquote making, and they ain't even making it significantly more by killing themselves to work. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, shit, that's
just the world, though. That's the
exactly.
That's this capitalistic, money-hungry culture. I mean, which, okay, capitalism is, depending on how your views is, it does have its, just like anything, it does have its good positives and negatives. But one thing that's always the case in capitalistic societies, people start valuing money as God, or they put money over just general happiness.
Real talk. The good thing about capitalism is it gives you a chance to make money. And the bad thing is if you let it, money is the only thing that'll matter to you out in the long run. That's fucked up.
And that's what
you usually, got.
That's what usually happens to most people too. It's just the worst part. Especially at some point in time. Maybe not the most people's whole lives, because when you get to most old folks, they at a certain point, they just stop giving a fuck. Most young people at a certain point stop giving a fuck. But right around the time where you're supposed to be working and making money, that's when a lot of people are getting lost into actually focusing too much on that shit instead of focusing on happiness. Because by the time you
Bro. I've been preaching up. Man, look, I've been talking to a lot of old heads too. They love when I say this shit, man. Fuck money. Go chase freedom. Chase independence. So when that way, when you in your money getting to stay, when your business is all lucrative, you are free to move however you want to move. Be smart enough to make the money, not it's dumb enough to be controlled by it.
Not only that, sure, it ain't even about making money. I mean, not having businesses and making money. I'll find you something that you positively enjoy doing. Fuck with everybody else.
Yes, sir. Preach, my brother. Preach.
Man, it's so many people that are obsessed with helping people in their own family. They're obsessed with it. They'll do anything. They'll break their back to help their family.
They won't help themselves.
Nah. This one I'm about to get into. But that's also true, too. But they'll break their backs to hurt their family. But instead of finding a job where they help people, they working a job where they fucking hate, instead of reaching out and going jumping out of the limb and say, hey man, maybe I should try to be a social worker, maybe I should try to be a police officer or somebody that work in the city to help organize the community or something, because you genuinely love to do that. But nah, that's how you get a bunch of people who are in those positions that don't fit well in that position, and that's how you end up robbing yourself of a full life.
So
because you,
man,
you
that's why the suicide rate in Japan was so high. Motherfucker was stuck on that going to school, the bureaucratic thing. And you had a bunch of high level executives that were miserable with their lives. You made all this money, but you gave up 10 years of your life chasing a dream that ultimately wasn't yours. It was just what you thought you had to do to be successful. So at
that's why the rate rising in US too. It's rising in US too, especially among black men.
Now, that's because we don't talk about our fucking problems.
True, true, true. But we also ain't like it too, but I mean,
real talk, we don't talk about it though. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like in that situation too, you should have at least one nigga you can cry around.
Yeah.
Well, they won't judge you. And if somebody needs me to be that nigga for them, I'm more than willing to. You can cry, you can hurt, you can. Just don't expect that I love bro, that I love you shit. Me, that soft, that yeah, soft
you
love
might just,
for
you
me.
You might just stand there and look at it, but shit, just know
No, I ain't gonna just look at you. I'm like, hey, nigga, look, crying is cool, but once you done crying, we gotta have a plan of action how we gonna stop crying. Like, thanks. I'm like myself, I might break down, but the whole time I'm breaking down, nigga, I'm working on the foundation. Don't go to the bottom and just come back the same, nigga. You gotta come when you get broke down, motherfucker. You gotta come back hard, just like a bone. Just like when you break the bones in your hand, throwing on a wood post. The micro fractures make you a monster.
Hell
don't be broken, nigga. Become mold yourself into the monster you supposed to be. That's the type of shit I tell people though. The homies and shit. The homie that feels comfortable telling me shit. Hey man, look, fuck all that whole shit. You ain't no bitch for crying, nigga. You a bitch when you let this shit defeat you. That's when you become a bitch, when you lay down and take it. Man, if you feel like something in your life ain't going your way, find out what the root problem is. Even if it's something that's internal, it's gonna take you a minute to get past and a minute to work through. Nigga, work through it. You got to. You owe it to yourself to attempt to make the change. And if you fail making that change, try again, fail again. You fall down 7 times, you get up 8. Nigga, keep going. Keep fucking going. It's a light at the end of the tunnel, my nigga. Go. Go find that shit. I done found mine. I'm chasing that motherfucker like I'm Usain Bolt. But it's a marathon. I'm about to tap into my Kenyan roots. Real shit. Nigga, real shit. If you at a point in your life where you feel like it's turning point, you don't know which way to go. Yo, look within yourself. Look within self. Allah, God, that's all prayer. Look into yourself. Reflect, find out what you did wrong, what you could do better. Focus on yourself, read you a couple books. Go get you some sun on your balls and go man up. Like a savage. Get you some steak, get you some protein powder.
Get you some sun on your balls.
Real shit. Go get the testosterone or do some squats. Man, go get uncomfortable. Go learn a new skill. If you a brother and you from the projects, go to your local YMCA or your creek and learn how to swim, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Real shit. Go up your skill set. Learn a foreign language, my nigga. Whatever it is, go find you a means to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Go find you a way to. We need to start as people too, and we need to. This is modern people as a whole, but particularly, you know, we always gonna speak to our people first. But right. and you speaking on it now too. But I will say, people need to start practicing alternate escapism. And the reason why I say alternate escapism, because the escapism that we have in our lives right now, and this goes to like digital age and all this stuff, like TikToks, YouTube, and all these things. We need to practice alternate escapism, because escapism that we do right now on a regular basis, I'm just going to call that what it is. It's regular escapism to us now because it's so available to us. But we need to practice alternative escapism. And what I mean by that is we have to literally seek out an escapism that's productive to us. Or not even productive to us, but alternative escapism that takes us away from our ultimate comfort, which is this digital escapism that's by the way of algorithms and our continuous use of it is tailored to what we like to do, and find some means of escaping that pushes us a little bit further out of our boundaries, or just pushes us in general. It doesn't even have to push you out of your boundaries, but whatever boundaries that you've already set up, it just pushes you to a certain goal. Whether that's working out, maybe you work out in different types of ways and just unplug from everything. Or maybe, let's say, you go outside and you just walk. But sometimes you get tired of walking in a certain area, you walk this area, you know, just pushing yourself that way just to... Or walk. You might walk around clockwise You might walk in a certain direction when you're walking, and then you want to take that time the next time you want to walk in a different direction just to see a different perspective, man. It's all about intentional escapism. That's what I'm calling it, intentional escapism.
Man, take it. Man, go find something to make your ass uncomfortable. And do this shit like you love doing it. Enjoy the process. Embrace. Change is not comfortable. That shit ain't comfortable. You just got to learn to relish it. You got to relish being uncomfortable. Be excited when a challenge pops up. You got to rewire your brain, man. We shit get handed to us too easy now. Like, motherfucker, you used to have to go kill for your food. Now you just go to a grocery store. They done bitched. We done bitched everything down.
Man, I feel that way too, man. And,
like, honestly, where the shit though?
Honestly, though, I feel like people used to tell me this when I was in school all the time, when I was in uni all the time, too. They used to say,
I asked you, Canadian bastard.
They used to say, DeMario, sometimes it just feel like you go out of your way to make shit difficult for you. I'm like, low-key, nigga, you right, though, nigga. Some shit just should stay difficult.
Motherfuckers been telling me lately, bro. It's like, nigga, you done got difficult on everything. You damn right, nigga. We done bitch-made everything.
Why you make everything easy, man? I got the grocery store right here. I got fucking town I live in, the city I live in, has the most, by the U.S. standards, has the most fast restaurants per capita than any other city in the United States.
That's for you to be fat.
Exactly. So my nigga, all I do is go to the grocery store. I might eat out like 3 times a month. And when I say eat out, I'm eating at black owned places. I'm like, my nigga, I go out of the way to make shit difficult for me, my nigga. Most of the meals I eat, I cook, my nigga. Like most of, like, okay, I got modern day conveniences, like life and shit. I ain't gotta worry about this shit going off most of the time. But like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, shit already easy enough. Ain't no need to get in DoorDash. Hell yeah, ain't no need to get
started. Start a fire every now and again. Like that.
Man,
you know why?
Why?
Because, goddamn it, because you a real motherfucker when you roll two sticks together and get a spark, goddamn it. You a bad motherfucker.
Man, I need
you got, but real shit, you got to get in touch with your, I ain't going to say primal shit, because I don't really believe in that primal shit like that. I believe in, you got to, first off, the knowledge on how to do it can serve you on a multitude of purposes. You might get into a point in your life where you might need that skill that you develop.
Yeah.
But hopefully it don't come to that. Two, it's something about learning the skill that you don't know that awakens the inner child in you to that curiosity that, fortunately for me and you, wasn't killed by the school system.
Thanks.
Which most adults it was. Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers walking around don't even know why they can't learn, because it was drilled in your head that you had to learn. Richard. I mean, you tell somebody over and over again they have to do something to in order to achieve a certain goal that's not even a part of their original life plan. Eventually, this shit, they're going to either concede to it or they're going to rebel against it in all forms and fashions. Fortunately for us, we weren't told as much to sit down and shut up as we were to go out and explore and go figure it out. Like, that's the best you could tell a child. Instead of telling them to sit down and shut up, give it something to occupy their brain to make them think. Fortunately for me, my dad handed me a pencil and on paper and said, just draw something while I sleep, because he was in the bed sleeping. So I learned how to draw cartoon characters at a young age, which fostered my ability to create shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess for me, it would be I have to think about that. I think I got it, though. But as far as what you were saying about, man, just... Man, most people, we have too many conveniences. Like, some shit just shouldn't be that goddamn easy for
you. Oh, hell no.
I'm just being honest.
Niggas should know how to change the tire, brake pads, rotors. Well, I ain't gonna say rotors. That shit actually is kind of dangerous, but you might, that's that. It's the shit that,
man,
you
know, is it? Rotors ain't that damn dangerous, man. That's just two extra bolts away from your brake pad.
I'm just saying, though, like, for niggas that don't want to fuck around and do some dumb shit, and motherfuckers that really don't have the cognitive ability to think about shit and plan shit.
They should know though. They don't have to do it on a regular basis, but they should know how to do it.
That's just, like, and I ain't telling you now, uninstalling the engine.
No, yeah, you ain't
by all means, nigga. Nah, nigga. But like, in older cars though, and this is real, if you had a tree and a goddamn pulley,
That goddamn, and you unscrew two bolts, that engine out, nigga. Unhook a hole, that motherfucker out. Do you know how many engines hanging in trees in the South? Because niggas that have money to go to the damn garage, the garage, nigga. Niggas that have money for that shit. Niggas had that money had to get you through 2 week months of not paying bills. That's grocery money. That's rent money. Nigga. Niggas, when you working poor, you work poor, nigga.
It's in the name. It's in But they had time to come up with some fancy name for it. They had to call it what it was.
I ain't even being funny when I said that shit, but it was funny. That's real, nigga. You figure the shit out as you go. And if somebody in the neighborhood got the skill, and just because either A, you don't have necessarily have the time, or the mechanics, man, get that nigga $50 and let him work on your shit. Cause at least within the hood, you know, it's going to somebody that need it. You know what I'm saying? He might not have a job. Every old head I know where I'm making work on a car. New, old, if they got all the computers and shit in, they'll tell you in a minute. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, boy. Hell no. These new motherfuckers ain't worth a damn. Get you something. 03 to 60, they got that bitch. 03 to 60, before the computers and shit jumped in. Nigga, you good. Fuck you talking about. But let me quit on the high shit real talk though. Like, it's certain, like, if a nigga can't change the oil in your own car, you shouldn't have to go to Walmart to get your oil changed unless you just really, really, really don't want to do this shit. And even if you don't want to do this shit, at least do it a couple times to remind yourself that you can do this shit.
Yeah.
And if you get a female, nigga, you obligated to change your oil at least one time. That's how you get pussy in the South. Change the oil in the car, you know what I'm saying? Put some brake pads on her shit. Take her car to get the tires aligned, front end aligned, man, so her steering wheel won't be shaking and shit. Yeah. All that, you know what I'm saying?
Change some oil, change the oil and the shit, you know. Put some more fluids in the car, you know what I'm saying? That bitch, you should have wiped the fluid, been dry for the last 6 months. Fuck you talking about? Them bitches. Matter of fact, the windshield wipers rotty. You gotta go and get her some new windshield wipers.
It's like, the one though, Jude. It's the one. Detail her, change the oil, detail her shit, and tell her you need something from AutoZone. And let her drive it, bitch. Ooh. Baby, come drive me to the store, baby.
Okay, now and then put that shit on her car in the AutoZone parking lot, my nigga. Even
uh-huh. Oh god, let the other niggas know. Shit. That's real nigga shit though. That's
letting her know that she important to you. You couldn't wait till you got home. You need to change this shit now. Y'all might die.
Not even that. Nigga, she can depend on you.
Hell yeah.
In her mind now, I can't live without that nigga.
Hey man, what were we talking about? Okay, yeah, I know.
Nah, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. That sound like some daddy shit.
Shoot, what the fuck I was gonna say?
Okay, back to the other shit though. Being able to do shit.
Nigga, nah, I know what I was gonna say. You gave your spiel about how your father
used to tell you. Your balls, nigga.
Used to tell you to like go and draw and shit like that. Shit. So I guess the reason why I am the way today on the like just the going out of my way to just do extra shit or to like. Not even to be extra, but just to not enable myself in certain ways. It's just, I don't know, man, because, shit, nigga, I had 4 older brothers. I mean, I had 3 older brothers. Fuck you talking about?
They're just brothers.
Then, shoot, man, we bred dogs for a living, my nigga. That shit wasn't no joke. It wasn't no regular 9-to-5, nigga.
That's real.
My nigga, my auntie owned a jewelry store, my nigga. Fuck you talking about? Like, I know motherfuckers who had to work for their money. No cap.
Hey, real like talk.
Business on this type shit.
Real talk. So, I respect your hustle, nigga. So, you got that East Coast hustle.
So, motherfucker, man, nigga, we had to, nigga. What y'all know about washing dolls and cleaning up shit? Because, nigga, y'all had to. Y'all wasn't employed, my nigga. Nigga, you didn't get paid to do this shit, nigga. You had to do it, nigga, for $200. Y'all niggas don't know nothing about that. So the shit ain't even bothered. The shit ain't even bothersome to me.
And what y'all know about your cousin having a dope dealer boyfriend, and you riding all the way to Jackson in your car seat with a pack under your ass? God damn it, your cousin boyfriend turns you into a drug mule at 4.
That pack loud for real. Fuck you talking about?
nigga.
Nigga, when they get that shit, why they smell like baby powder?
Nah, nigga. You can smell that bitch leaking through the equalizer, goddammit. This nigga was shit. He had like 20 different places on the car he could hide his shit. I ain't gonna put the nigga business out there though. Shout out to the nigga. That nigga molded me into a real nigga at an early age.
Motherfucker gonna say, why this pack smell like baby powder? Who the fuck? Baby wipes. Who the fuck had this? Who the fuck had this shit in their baby bag? Fuck you talking about? I literally know that you was sitting on that shit the whole time.
Oh God, nigga. Hey, the real shit, I talk about it now. The police ain't gonna fuck with an infant.
Nah.
And now they ain't gonna make you move that damn baby.
But if the motherfucker, if they get caught with you up on it, with you sitting on top of, ooh, they gonna, that's a different type of law. They gonna that's a different type of book.
and then in hell too, I was a good ass child, so I wouldn't take time out of my car seat. One, because everybody knew how it was already set, so I'd be comfortable, so I won't have to wiggle and shit.
Yeah.
The problem is, you want to try to stay in the car seat, make that bitch a little too loose. Goddamn it, he gonna stay in that bitch because it ain't tight. If that bitch too tight, I'm coming out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Once he figure that shit out, you good, little nigga. Mm-hmm. Nigga get you some chicken nuggets on the way home. She happy in the bitch. Okay, back to the real shit though. My nigga, get uncomfortable. That's the root of all this shit. Uncomfortable. And when it feels so good too when you learn new skill. Nigga, I PR 455 this week. Deadlifting.
Yeah, shout out to Ziggy.
Oh nah, nigga, I'm getting strong as fuck. Y'all gonna quit playing with me. Y'all niggas ain't ready. You think you can, but you can't, motherfucker. But nah, real talk, get uncomfortable, bro. Find you something like, even if, like for me, it's weightlifting and cardio. Cardio is, I'm like Po from Kung Fu Panda, nigga. My biggest enemy is the stairs, nigga. I go 50 with them bitches. I ain't losing no. Fuck that whole shit. I ain't no bitch now. If I slip, fall, and roll down, goddammit, I bet you I stop before I get to the bottom. Fuck that. We ain't going back to zero, nigga.
You might drop down 10, but you ain't going back to zero.
Hey, go, God, nigga. Fuck out of here. I'm not taking no losses. Which, I ain't gonna lie, that's who is molding my ability to fucking do shit now. Like, man, fuck this. This shit, something gotta change. And once you get that mold in your head, like, you sick of the bullshit, you sick of bullshitting, not getting shit done, shit not working out the way you think it's supposed to, that's when you start really seeing it, igniting that monster within yourself. I keep calling it a monster because that's what you becoming, nigga. Like, this world ain't got no sympathy for you. You gotta be a damn dog.
Especially you, nigga. And when I say you, I'm talking, you know who I'm talking to, listening to you. You,
motherfucker.
You.
Motherfucker. Get your shit together.
The funny part is, we don't know, but you, nigga, if you listen to this, it's you.
Nigga, you, motherfucker. You sitting on the couch right now not doing shit. Go ICDC college.
Yeah. Fuck you talking about? Get up, everybody. Just go and try. Trying to do something, man. Escape it.
Man, yo, yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
What did I call this shit earlier? I said intentional escapism.
Intentional escapism. Yeah. I like it. That's a good name for it. Yeah. I was gonna call that nigga just be real niggaism, but all right.
Escapism you're accustomed to, the escapism that you have to go out and seek.
Oh, let's change the definition on this shit right here on this podcast. 4/30/2022. Nigga. The real nigga now means a nigga with a skill set. You are a Swiss Army knife nigga. Whatever pop up, you got an idea about how to fix that shit.
Yeah.
That's the new definition. You a real ass nigga if anytime something, if you got a socket wrench set in your car.
Keep one in
if
mind.
If you got a socket wrench set and some vice grips and duct tape and a problem you can't solve, nigga. You got some, get you some WD-40 in that bitch and some Vaseline. You in that bitch. Ain't nothing you can't get done. A bad motherfucker. Nigga, WD-40 light in the water. That's real shit. I found that shit out on accident. You get you a Tide ball and dip that bitch in some WD-40 and you can dip that bitch in water. That bitch still gonna spark. I swear for Lord.
Shout out to WD-40.
Nigga, if you got WD-40, some vice grips, and some duct tape, You a bad motherfucker.
Ain't nothing you can't solve.
Oh, God. You only as limited as your creative you is. You ain't no creative ass nigga, you fuck. Man, but if you got an idea of how the shit work, you in there.
If your car break down in the parking lot and there's other cars in that parking lot, nigga, that shit gonna get you a long way, Jack. Cause at the very least, you gonna be able to take something off of somebody else's car and put it on your shit.
Hey, fuck that. If it's an old nigga there and your car break down, on God, they gonna stop. Hey, young blood, you alright? What you doing? I don't give a damn where you in the United States. If an old head see you out working on your car, they gonna stop. Hey, young blood, you alright?
Yeah. Hey, young. Supposed to stop. We can't speak for the Upper East Coast. On New York, man, niggas build different. They mind their business on a whole different level.
New York niggas are here shootout, nigga. I didn't hear shit, B. But nah, we ain't talking about that shit. We talking about in the South though. The old heads, if you see a motherfucker with his hat on, bring him to the eyebrows, and hands in his pocket, and he asks you, "Young bloods, you alright?" That man knows some shit. Hey, tell him exactly what you think wrong. Well, let me tell you something, let me tell you something, young blood. Billy Caldwell up the road right there. He running in the garage.
My Billy Caldwell.
Billy Caldwell. We're going to take you to Billy Caldwell. Billy Caldwell made the motherfucker work now. Don't you look like Junior Lee? What? You know, kids, Junior Lee? Everybody knows Junior Lee, boy. Shit. Call me my ammunition. My name Carl Johnson. Baby, I call me my ammunition.
Alright, man, shoot. But
like real nigga shit though, get uncomfortable,
man. And back to what you were saying about being a real brother, real and worry, however you wanna call a real man, just remember
nigga.
Always
a non immigrant gaining, gathering, achieving.
I always remember this, man. Just when you starting your way of life. The way I always looked at it, the way I like to see and define things, especially how I define a man. It depends on your status in life. If you're a single young nigga, man, just get your money. As long as you gathering your money and you ain't hurting nobody, you really living it up the realest way you know how. You know what I'm saying?
God.
And enjoying life. You living it up the realest way you know how. If you got children, the only thing, as long as you take care of them children and make sure they ain't nobody messing with them, make sure they being raised properly, they behaving themselves, you know what I'm saying? They're well behaved. You teaching them to get uncomfortable early, like you.
Damn right.
You get and start instilling a good work ethic, you being a real one. And when you're an older man and your kids all grown up, As long as you're taking down your wife every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? You take out on date night, y'all walk around the house butt naked every goddamn day. You doing all right. And when you retire here at that old folks home, as long as you slutting out every old bitch in that old folks home, my nigga, you doing it right. You doing it right.
I
just put you through the whole life of a real one.
Oh God.
I just put you through the whole life of a real one.
Hey, look, I got a philosophy I just thought of when you said this shit.
What?
You really are born twice in your lifetime, dog. One is at birth, and two is when you become enlightened on what your purpose is in life. Once you get that shit,
it's multiple times. It's not just twice, but at the very least two.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. You get. I done had two now. When I get that third one, that third motherfucker gonna be some shit. Cause this new one. I'm 23 years old, nigga. Out at 22, I really figured out what I want to do with my life, and I've been working passively and actively towards the goal, which I never thought I said shit in my life, nigga.
Nigga, you ain't 23 though. I had to say this shit.
I'm 23, nigga.
Nigga.
I'm 23, nigga.
Damn. What year you were born?
97.
You ain't no damn 23, nigga. I'm 24.
Oh shit, damn. I missed the whole fucking year. I lost a year, nigga. I ain't used to that shit.
You 24. You 24 going on 25, I think.
Oh shit, damn. Damn.
This nigga done forgot his damn age. You look, you got a real homie.
Fuck that shit.
Cause if I wouldn't shit, I would have been agreeing with you. Cause I wouldn't have known. But luckily,
real
nigga,
shit. Real shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was 18 for like 2 years.
Hey, 2020 got everybody fucked up with it.
Oh God, nigga. Cause it, real talk, I consider that, by the way, too. You done heard that we fucked up the calendar.
Nah, I ain't hear that theory. Go ahead, get
Nah, nigga. Like in a whole nother country, I can't remember what that shit. They said that shit was. I should have sent that shit to you on Snap. Nah, they talking about it. Like we took off like 3 months of the calendar, original calendar, to make that shit work for the almanac. Mm-hmm. So really, nigga, December 12th, 2012 was really December 21st, 2012, the year the world supposed to end it.
Yeah.
Was actually the first day COVID hit. So as of 2020, we've been living in year one of the new millennia, the age of change.
You should have told me that shit.
Nah, real shit, that shit, I gotta find that shit again. If I find that shit again, I'm gonna send it to you. But like apparently, you can look that shit up too. The calendar's been wrong, nigga. We like, what, 10 years ahead of schedule, nigga. Well, we 8 years off. Cause like, when they took the time off, it deviated so much and it added up over the years. It's like, nigga, we ate the 10 years off of where we supposed to be.
Yeah, I believe that though, cause just the crisis that it put us in.
Yes.
Yeah, but. But then hey man, again,
let me take a lead real quick, bro. Expand on your shit, I bet.
Okay, but then again, to attest to what Zoe was saying, if you think about it and you go look at it, yeah, if we went along unattested, then yeah, we probably would be like at least a few years ahead when it comes to this shit as far as like the world goals and innovation and things like that. But I mean, we had innovation in a pandemic in its own other way, but if you look at it as a sense of how time reoccurs and how shit happens over time, and how if you think, and if you're one of the people that subscribe to the thing like what goes around comes around as far as like what happens in the universe and how there's a pattern to everything in this thing called life, that you would know that as far as like pandemics and shit goes and recessions that we were actually scheduled for that time period. We're actually scheduled for another one. It's due up soon. Some people are predicting as early as the very end of 2022 or as late as the very beginning of 2024. But that little 2 year span, this next 2 year span is gonna be really telling when it comes to like how things are going in the world. So yeah, better get y'all side hustles up, son. Get y'all side hustle game popping now. Make this year at least some type of profitable now, because when that next year happens, son, they saying this shit gonna be the one for the books. It might not necessarily be as bad, but it's gonna be one for the books. But I think Zoe's back right now, so
man, look, fuck all the bullshit. Nigga, enjoy this shit till it go up.
One thing I was about to say though, too, when we haven't been talking about this for a minute, but I actually got two topics that we could talk about now.
So what you were saying though before I came back?
I was just talking about like how if we would have had went unattested, we would be like a few years forward as far as like innovation and everything goes. But if you look at the history and like the patterns of history, were actually quite right on time for a pandemic, and people and history wise we're also like looking to be another one coming up within the next, between the end of 2022 and the very beginning of 2024. So I was just telling them, hey, if you got a side hustle, better start grinding on that to make it somewhat profitable, so that way when that next shit comes, you can buckle down on it.
Man, fuck that. I'm going to Africa and start a transportation company. We're going to ship water all across the nation.
Fucking with it. But I'm fucking with it. Here go the two topics though.
Give it to me, babe.
You might have to go back and check through your through your text thread that I've been sending to you on your phone, not on Discord. And look at, there's an R. Kelly one that we could talk about.
You talking about these YouTube shorts, nigga?
That's one. But then another one is like a meme, and it had like the Boondocks, if there was Rednecks. So which one you want to discuss?
Oh my nigga, we can go Boondocks, little Rednecks first, just to get some lighthearted. Cause nigga, we don't want a little hard in this episode already.
Shoot, all right. So tell me, read me what that one say, cause I ain't even got my phone nowhere near.
Let me go to the Reddit. I got you. Hillbilly Huey. All right, let's go. Reddit. Nigga, I found some weird shit on Reddit earlier, but we're going to talk about that shit.
Reddit has everything weird on.
Yep. So, the count of the annual drawing, y'all, drawing S like this, keep them coming. Nigga, Redneck Boondocks. And this shit looks, boy.
Oh, let me see if I can screen share. Hold on, let me see if I can pull up on Google. That's what I'm about to do. All right, so what is your initial thoughts on it? Would you watch something like that?
Oh, hell yeah, I would. Two little mixed white kids? Hell yeah.
You making them mix?
He got to be mixed because of the afro.
Okay.
Granddad has to be black. And I know it by Riley being right wing.
So you're not gonna make them like red. I thought you were gonna,
you're not gonna make everybody all white.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was just about to say, because I think in the image I sent, like, they were white, wasn't it?
Yeah, Huey and Riley are white. Okay. I would keep Granddad black. I would have Huey be more conflicted. I have Riley be pure white but right winged as fuck.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Like, cause they got Riley being a Trump supporter.
Oh yeah, he definitely would. He definitely would.
No, I'm saying, even in the comment section, they done wrote shit up where Riley is a Trump supporter.
Oh, no, I ain't seen that.
Oh no, nigga, that shit wild.
Let's see if I can pull it down. What is shit?
Somebody said make this shit the black, the mixed sweet. Think about it. It will be in you pulling two white trash kids into Woodcrest with a black granddad, cause they dad got a fat white chick from a trailer park pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Well, Riley. Well, Huey. And Riley is, well, Riley's half black too, but he thinks he's all white, which will give him more of an alignment on Uncle Ruckus.
So in that one, how you putting Uncle Ruckus?
Oh, Uncle Ruckus is still black. Uncle Ruckus cannot change.
You gotta change, because that's the funniest part about Uncle Rick is that like he's unaware, or he seems to be unaware of who he actually is. So you gotta change.
No, this is why I wouldn't change him. I would have him still hate them because they have black.
You gonna tell me yours? I'll tell you mine. That's what we gonna do.
Alright, keep Uncle Ruckus the way he is, cause he would like Riley's political points, but he wouldn't be able to concede cause he's half black. That one, he'd be on that, he keep that one drop count shit going forever. I keep Tom black, and I make his wife black, so the only pure black girl would be, their daughter would be pure black. What was her name?
It wasn't Haley, was it?
Nah.
So I don't remember.
I keep Ed once to the third black. I make him black.
Okay.
Cause Riley hate niggas, even though he's half one. I have Riley be self hate in this for some reason. I'm getting self hate vibes from Riley.
What you doing with Huey then?
Oh no, I'm having Huey still question everything. But from a perspective, like, I have him be the logic J. Cole type motherfucker. Like, I'm not good enough to be a nigga.
He's not gonna be militant anymore.
He's gonna attempt
he won't be militantly black.
Like, he'll be attempting to understand the world. Like, he still be militant black in sense of having black pride and shit. Dudes, him and granddad will be closer on that front.
Yeah.
And he'll grow to be militant black, even though he's half white. Also, Kaepernick, J. Cole type shit. And I have Riley just break down at some point, and eventually he'll be still the younger brother influence. And then I have him in the series just full on embrace being me. It would be similar, like the whole point. But everyone, like, say Riley was dumb in the original Boondocks. He was 9. Everybody's dumb as fuck at 9. You're highly influenced by the culture you consume at 9.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, and another character too, Magnificent would definitely become a country singer.
Okay.
Just for shits and giggles.
All right, you ready for mine? You ready how my brain will put this shit together?
I'm trying to think about some more characters I could change. I wouldn't change Stink Meaner.
So let me go ahead and get mine on there.
Go ahead.
Okay. So first off, let me go ahead and share my screen real fast.
Why is a 12-year-old holding the Bud Light? But all right.
What you that mean? Why? Right. What you mean? Why? Right. He talking up there. His feet hit the floor. What you fucking mean, man? His feet hit the floor. That mean he good. What you mean?
Oh shit. That's an 8th generation Squid Billy's. Oh.
Okay. So what I say is, in my damn, what the fuck am I? My camera doing this shit. Chill out, babe.
Slow down, babe. Get you later.
I know what it is. I'll just turn my camera off. All right, so I have Wiley, Riley, and Huey. I'm gonna put both of them white. I'm gonna have Granddad white. I'm gonna go into all they stuff, but just going off of skin. Okay, so the Freeman's gonna be white, and their last name ain't gonna be Freeman's anymore. You know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be what's the white version of Freeman? You know, it's gonna be something.
Johnson.
Nah. Okay, I got one. That's You know, it's gonna be something that sounds Washington. That's it.
Washington or Johnson?
Wyatt, really white ass names. No, Bush. Nixon, yeah. Okay, we're going to call them the Nixons. All right, so granddad.
What are the Reagans?
Mm-mm, the Nixons is good. I like the Nixons. It fits. Right. it's going to fit for how I'm going to make them. So granddad in this one, he would be a old fart, but he wouldn't be like how granddad was, you know, World War II vet, anything like that. I had this granddad, he'll be one of some bitches that dodged the draft. he'll be one of some bitches that dodged the draft and stay at home. But just the same way, like, granddad had the flashbacks to where he was doing the civil rights era, but he was always just at the wrong place at the right time type shit. And he always just was unintentionally a part of like civil unrest and protests and shit like that. I had a granddad be the opposite way, so I had him be the guy.
He'll also Frank Gallagher shit.
He'll be ready for whenever some racist shit go down. So whenever they heard, then they was going to the. To a cell, man, and then they was gonna like block the way that state lines are gonna bombard him with like bullets and bombs and all types of shit. He was ready to go, but instead of the motherfucker so goddamn dumb because he a hillbilly, he took his ass to the northern border between Tennessee because he thought he was on his way to Salem, Massachusetts, but he thought Salem was in Tennessee, so he was going to the Tennessee border. but his truck was packed full of ammo and shit like that. So I would have him be that type of character. So like, he always the one who wants to do extremely racist shit, but he always fails because he's stupid, because he didn't have nothing but a kindergarten education. because after that he had to grow up and get on the farm. So he always, so he'll be the type, he's always giving Riley and Huey stories of his old farm escapades. You know how granddad does the flashbacks, and it's always him like in the 60s or 70s doing some cool shit. Nah, that granddaddy only giving them escapades or some old farm.
Yeah, I got one rooster. I got this. Is
hold
my
on, let me do Riley and Huey. Let me get the Nixons down first. Okay, Riley. His name is not gonna be Riley. It's gonna be Stone. Huey's name is not gonna be Huey anymore. It's gonna, because both of them white and mine. So in the Nixons, Huey, his name is gonna be, let's just call him
Richard.
Because in this one, he would be left leaning, I would imagine. So we'll give him the name. We'll give him the name Kyle. No, we'll give him the name Caleb, but with a K. Like some shit, some modern white. You don't know white people, man. This is what left leaning white people do. They like to name their children generically white names, but they like to alter the spelling of them just a little bit. Trust me, calm down. I got this.
Shut up, nigga. You damn well. I ain't lying, nigga. I ain't never been to Caleb. What the fuck?
And I had to name Riley Stone because you know, if one thing comes you right, folks, like it's a strong name. It's a strong name, so it had to be Stone. It's only right. The only thing stronger is concrete.
Rooster, hey, look, have your definite nickname Jack Stone. Jack Stone Nixon, American hero.
All right, so I got the family down, and then it's pretty much just gonna be polar opposites. And mine, they'll be, well, I have the white version that he'll be extremely left. He'll be like wanting to, like the left as far as like Antifa type people, and then Stone would definitely be a QAnon recognizer. He would definitely believe it's every government conspiracy. He would definitely believe as long as it's about the Niggers. Yeah. Basically, and he was gonna be the one who, well, the white Huey, what we call him, Caleb. He'll just be the one who tries to make sense out of everything. No, that doesn't make sense. No, everything has to be theoretically correct, type shit. And then that kind of switches them too from the first one, because in the first one, Huey was always the one that was extremely like government conspiracy believer. That's because he was a supremacist and he was left leaning too much to the left. But too much to the left as far as black people concerned. So it's gonna be that type of synergy going on to where it's gonna be kind of flipped, but the flipped is gonna be kind of very similar to the original. You know what I'm saying?
Can we do mine now?
Go ahead.
But I like your plan, so I'm gonna take parts of it.
This nigga gonna take. This you got that one. Niggas can't never have it. Boy, I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead though, son. Go ahead.
All right. First thing first. Keep with the theory of self-hate. Like you said, make the whole family white. I liked it. I like where you went with it. I love it. I love every step of it. Except this. Granddad is left wing too. And this is why. Turn him into a weed-smoking hippie on some Frank
Gallagher. Oh, okay.
And have his name, have the family name be Kerr. And have his name, granddad's name, be Nick Kerr.
I watched that. So he can never
introduce himself properly.
Yeah. Okay. How that be a running joke in the show?
Yes, he can. He can never say his whole name.
Okay.
Have Huey be like you said. Keep make Huey be not Antifa. Make him be just like a. I ain't gonna lie. I think I'm gonna turn Huey into like a musician.
He'll like, be one of the ones that, in your way, I think you will probably see Huey towards one of the ones where he give you his pronouns every time he meets you. Like, my pronouns is he and him, you know, shit like that.
No. Fuck that. No. I don't want them on that type of time. I want Huey on Demon Time. I want Huey to be damn near. First off, I want Riley to be fucking. Let's do Riley first. And this one, his name. What's his name gonna be? I'm gonna say make him a Chad.
Okay.
He still like plays that. Basketball. He loves Eminem, Mountain Dew. He's obsessed with black culture, but he doesn't know how to assimilate.
Okay. Okay, I like
Huey. Huey left wing.
Hal Riley called granddad by his real name all the time. Yeah. So he can say nigga all the time.
Yes, yes, that's genius. Fuck yes. I did not know I was going with that joke, but it works now.
Hey, my nigga. Hey, great minds work together. Why have one mind? We can have two. Fuck you mean.
Hey, swear to God. So I think I have, like, okay, let me switch it. Granddad's not the hippie. Granddad was a social worker, and he was involved. He was like he was still on the freedom rides and shit, but he was a white dude in the situations. Like,
so yeah, he was never planning on being there either, but he always got
there. He just got roped in. He was the white dude that talked to the police. What's your name? Nick. What's your last name? Kerr. Oh, so you're a Nick, you're a nicker.
Yeah.
So we got a white nigger and a bunch of niggers. Idiot Kerr, like shit like that. That's it. That is the running joke for that shit. That's it. And have Huey be the hippie. Huey be just okay. Have Riley be obsessed with video games, Mountain Dew, Call of Duty trick shots, Fortnite, and all that shit. Have Huey be the one that's in the music. Have Huey be the white rapper. That's trying to be woke. That's trying to understand black people and shit. He's trying to understand the culture. Riley just part of the culture. This is part of a culture. That'll be it. That'll be the shit. Tom and Sarah are no longer Tom and Harry. That's Queen and Slim now.
Both of them.
Yes. Not Queen and Slim like that either. Like,
I know what you mean. They just both black. They just black. Yeah.
Turn Tom into a YouTube activist. A YouTube activist.
Shit, well, just do it. Call him. Tyrone and Samaje. What do you mean?
I don't like the Samaje name.
Okay, turn him into Samaje. Samaje the guy, and turn the female into Tina. Samaje and Tina.
What about not Tina and Tyrone?
I fuck with it too. Alliteration, even better. Black people love shit that rhyme.
Oh God, Tina and Tyrone, they're YouTubers. And what makes their marriage fall apart? Cause let's keep that going too. Their marriage is not good. Cause Tyrone's always suspected of cheating, but they're influencers, so their money is so tied together, and them being the perfect couple, it puts pressure on the relationship. Even down to them faking pranks. Their daughter is over it. Have Jasmine be over it. Keep the daughter name Jasmine.
Yeah, like Jay-Z.
Over it. Yeah, Jazz. And have her be what Huey was. Conspiracy theories. And have her be the one that's kind of woke. And have Huey just being woke, trying to understand it. Like, he's more woke than she is. But she's so black left wing to the point where she don't even trust Huey being white.
Yeah.
Huey's name is Tyler.
Okay.
There's always one Tyler. Tyler Kerr.
I like
and
it.
Riley will be Caden.
No, you already tell. Chad Kerr.
Yeah, Chad Kerr. Chad, ain't gonna lie, Riley will be a cool ass Chad. That'll be a cool Chad. Riley gonna be cool. Steve. Nick Kerr. What's up, Nick Kerr? Well, as soon as he finds out granddad's real government name.
Yeah.
So
that'll have to be the first episode.
Yes. What's up, Nick Kerr? that'll be fun. All right.
Let me dive back a little bit more in my world a little bit, because I just gave the Nixons. So I gave the Nixons and their backstory. So we're gonna have Uncle Robert. No, Uncle Roger. We're gonna have Uncle Roger. So Uncle Roger is going to be a white guy with an extremely horrible suntan that identifies as black and says that he has vitiligo. Not re-vitiligo. He's gonna inherently consist that he has vitiligo, and he uses the N-word nonstop, and he's not necessarily black, right wing when it comes, I mean left wing when it comes to black issues, but he's more so, he's the ignorant black guy
but he's white, if that makes sense. So he's gonna be the one, he reinforces all negative black stereotypes, even though he's not even black himself. So he's gonna say nigga all the time. He's gonna do nothing but spend all his money on Jordan's, eat fried chicken and watermelon, all that shit.
Ah, damn, Rooster shit.
So I like Uncle Roger. And the running joke with him is gonna be that he has an extreme obsession with white women. Just like it's perceived that white black men have, which we don't, but anyway, that's what's gonna be his thing. And then he's also gonna, the running joke as well is
gonna win assist with.
Another running joke with him is gonna be that he always gets busted going into the tanning salon, and they always ask him what the fuck he doing there. So yeah, that's gonna be him. So we're gonna call him Uncle Roger. And then we're gonna have, I can't really think of anything to do with Thomas Harrell. So for right now, we're just gonna keep them a mixed couple with a soft child. In my world.
So we got Tyrone and Tino on my side, and you still got. Okay, let me do my Uncle Ruckus now.
Okay, dude, you already said just like, you about to change to get great minds?
Change again? No. But I'm gonna change. I gotta switch mine all the way around from what it was. I like my world more now because of what you said. So to have him to have that love hate relationship with Grandpa Nick, Nicholas Kerr.
Yeah.
We're gonna have him instead, Uncle Ruckus, instead of being Uncle Ruckus, he's gonna be Mr. Kevin. And this is why. He's gonna be the exact opposite of Uncle Ruckus. He's gonna have money. He's gonna have own. He's gonna be just like Ed wants to see him. I'm not gonna combine the two characters, but I'm gonna give him in the same running. I'm gonna change Ed once to him, do Ed once to end Ruckus this segment. This part of mine. Uncle Ruckus is now Mr. Kevin. Mr. Kevin has, instead of working all these jobs, he owns most of the fast food. He owns everything that's bad for you in the community.
Okay. I like it.
Also
like
slumlord shit. And peep this. He's always doing stuff. He's perceived to be doing stuff that's good for the black community.
Yeah.
But really, he's racist as fuck. He's passively aggressively racist. And him and Grandpa Nick being... him and Grandpa Nick hating each other still for the fact that Grandpa Nick knows he's racist and Grandpa Nick's not racist.
But everybody think he's racist
because they talk to each other. His name. That's because of the name. They can't say, he doesn't say his whole name. So it's like, and Uncle Ruckus and Chad and Kevin are the only two that says, what's up, Nick, huh? Just so he can get away with saying the word.
Yeah.
But that should be Ruckus in a nutshell. He's secretly racist. Like, you know how white people now, the new races is we the ain't hiring.
Christians and shit.
Yes, that
he shit gonna be he gonna be on there. So it's probably gonna be a few episodes in yours where you have him like going and interviewing people to hire him, and he gonna be like, oh, you're just too overqualified, or you're just too underqualified, or the best job we got for you is a sanitation engineer. But he's going to be talking to black folks. And then he only going to have Mexicans work on his houses.
Exactly. Little shit like that. Microaggressions. And he doesn't. And when ICE comes to raid, his business is damn near go bankrupt.
Yeah.
A shit like that. Okay, now let me do Ed Wansley.
When it's time to come and pay them, that's when he called ICE on them. I know somebody done did that before with bitch ass.
Yeah. Oh, God damn, that's fucked up. But it's funny.
Build a whole house for him. $1 million house for a dead call ice on him. This is a long time ago. This is when I used to work in landscaping and stuff. Go ahead, son.
Hey, now here the one. This one gonna be funny. This is gonna be the best character in the whole show. I'm going to take Ed Wunster, who already was one of my favorite characters from the series, just for how secretly evil he was. I want this character to be so secretly good. Instead of Wunster, I want to give him an African name. What's a good Nigerian name
Yeah, hello. He gonna be black or white?
Oh. Yes, he gonna be black. He gonna be black. Ed wants the black.
Okay. I know what you're saying. He was racist on this stuff, so he gonna have him black. You gonna have an African. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm gonna have him be the best thing about the show. He's the authentic. He's gonna hate him too.
Yeah, I mean, shoot.
I'm gonna have Kevin always kissing his ass because he really has the most money in the whole show.
And that makes sense because that's feeding into the dynamic that black people think Africans don't like them, so I'm fucking with it.
Yes.
Original Aaron Magruder idea, you know what I'm saying? Just reinforce all the negative stereotypes and put the lens back on black folks. But in this case, put the lens back on white folks. So, okay, let me think of a good Nigerian name to give him. Shoot, just call him, you know what? You can have a nickname be Olu, because a lot of Nigerian last names begin at Olu something. A lot, especially Yoruba. But his real name just going to be... let me think.
Himbe Owatambi.
Olufemi. Olufemi is a very Nigerian one. Call him Olufemi. Right. The love of God.
Olufemi.
Mm-hmm.
Olufemi. All right, good. And have him be... best friends with Nick Kerr, and have him be the third person, only the other person in the show that can say his name. and that shit would be so goddamn funny. How come you don't get mad when he calls you Nick Kerr? What did you just say? That need to be the thing too. He doesn't like Kevin at all, but he owns a piece of all of Kevin's businesses. he owns every business that Kevin manages.
I fuck with it. Alright, so let me expand upon my world too. So I done gave my Uncle Roderick. I done gave my the Knicks.
Let's keep the pimp that slick back.
Alright, so let me you wanna hear mine?
Yes.
Oh, pimp name slip back. Okay, if I had to
do Ed once like I did.
Okay, so let me do Ed once. So Ed once. Yeah. In your word, he African, right? I'm gonna do you one crazy. In my word, he gonna be Cuban that hates Mexicans. Can't stand Mexicans, but the only thing he do is employ Mexicans, and this one is actually inspired because I recently ran into somebody like that while working up here.
Oh, shit.
And they like own the staff and agency up here, but they treat the Mexicans like shit. So I'm the bitch ass nigga. I don't remember your name, but sure, this one after you, you know who you is. You're the only Cuban out here. can't stand Mexicans, but you only hire Mexicans to work with. So
I didn't know that was a form of hate.
Man, the Hispanics traditionally never get along, depending on what countries. But the Cubans is a weird one because the Cubans never really. It usually will probably just be the Mexicans and Puerto Ricans or Dominicans beefing, but never the. So that's why it's an odd one too, because it's like nobody really have beef with Cubans.
Shit. Cubans have more beef with Cubans.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't been able to leave. Y'all weren't able to leave the island for 40 fucking years.
So that's what it's gonna be. So he gonna be a Cuban that hate Mexicans, but he own a real estate empire.
Ooh.
Every house in. What's the neighborhood in the Boondocks called?
Woodcrest.
Every house in Los Sanchez.
Nah,
it's gonna be on.
It's too close to Los Santos.
Man, everything is Los. Okay, I'll give you another one. El Hacienda. That means the heaven. That means the heavens. So every house, every piece of real estate in El Hacienda. Well, I didn't give him a name, did it?
Nah.
Okay, I'll name him.
Thank you, Sanchez.
Salvador, like Saturday. What's his name?
Salvador Sanchez.
Eduardo Salvador.
Oh. Hey. Niggas love rhyming.
Hey, so his name gonna be Eduardo Salvador.
You missed the mark on that shit.
What? I could have said Sanchez. I know.
This is what you could have called him. You could have called him what's his name?
Hugo Chavez?
Escobar. Oh. Escobar. Good name, Esteban Escobar.
Hey, I'm fucking with it, but
and he got his real he got his empire illegally by selling cocaine.
I want to have him racist too.
That's on the note. You think he wasn't racist? Nigga. All right, we're not gonna get into that right now.
All right. I know he probably was, but you know what I'm saying. I want him like the same way you had Joe. I want him equivalent to Mr. Olufemi in your world. You know what I'm saying, as far as like self hatred and things of that nature.
Olufemi in my world is like the best nigga ever. On paper, he's top five niggas all time.
Shoot, I mean, on paper.
To the point where...
On paper, Mr. Salvador. On paper, Mr. Salvador owned a whole city.
Yeah.
But he built it on slave labor. Very American.
And man, all that candy is a hardworking young man that just... It seems he's the luckiest motherfucker ever. He was born broke, came to America, went to put himself through university, working nights, made a bunch of money... being a tech developer, and decided to become an investor in multiple states, and that just so happened in Woodcrest.
Okay.
May have what did I say? The couple names gonna be Tyrone
and Tina, I think.
Tyrone and Tina, have Tina be his number one fan. So the point where Tyler hate that motherfucker.
Alright, so I gave
bitch
you
ass nigga.
I done gave my version of one, so let me give you my version of. I would give you a pimp name, but he wasn't much so a recurring character, so I'm not going to give him a name real quick, just yet. So I think there's one more recurring character that we're missing, I mean, I just said I'll leave Sarah and Tom Hatteras, but yeah. If I had to do one thing about their relationship, I'd make Sarah and Tom.
Perfect couple.
I make Tom white and Sarah black, but Tom is always always doing low key racist things that he think is like genuinely serving Sarah, as far as like, oh babe, look, I cooked fried chicken tonight, macaroni and cheese, and all this shit. But then it's always kind of racist the way he tries to like do it, if you know what I mean.
Have him shucking and jiving and shit.
Yeah. And then Sarah just always be like, motherfucker, I don't want this shit. And then Jasmine always the one she try to be the center of peace. But every time Jasmine be the center of peace, Sarah always whoop her because she a black mama. And that's the only time they add eyes, because Tom always gets sad and gets in his feelings. And instead of doing Usher routines, dancing in the rain and shit, this nigga Tom do, tell me why ain't nothing but a heartbreak. Tell me why.
Hey, no worries, Sam. Now you forgot one. Thugnificent.
Oh fuck, I did forget that, because he reoccurring like a motherfucker. Damn. Okay, for Thugnificent, you know what I do. For people who love Ryan, his name not gonna be Thugnificent. It's gonna be Billy Henderson, and he gonna be a country trap singer.
Oh shit!
And then Granddad Mr. Nixon gonna hate him because he don't like the way that he does country. He gonna be like, your country ain't as good as my country. And we're gonna have Billy Henderson flamboyantly gay too.
I come from a long line of Brookshires.
we're gonna have Billy Henderson openly gay too, like Lil Nas X is.
Oh shit, that's it.
But he white though.
For yours.
And Granddad ain't gonna be able to stand it. Granddad, in my mind, he ain't really racist or anything, but he gonna be hella homophobic.
Ooh. So he grew out of the racism, just straight into homophobia.
He a farmer. Now he grew up in rural America. He ain't racist because he doesn't hate hardworking people. But the one thing he ain't more than anything is gay people.
Damn. your shit gonna get canceled. My shit gonna be a classic.
Man, we need to write this shit, man. I was just thinking about that like 10 minutes ago while we were discussing this. I was like, man, we need to at least do like one volume a piece, or maybe even a couple volume a piece, like. 10-page long, just like episodes. How we would do episodes. I mean, we got all this shit documented now, so if we forgot how we wrote the people, how we envisioned them, we could just go back to this episode and be like, okay, yeah, I remember I said they was gonna do this, or they gonna do that. We need to do that. We need to do that. I might start working on mine tomorrow. They'll get me something to get my. See, I love one thing. I mean, we all are creative in our different ways as far as like people and all this stuff. But Zoe is more musically creative. Even though I love music, I'm more so like when it comes to fantasy and envisioning my own world. That's what, like, when I kind of take off, because I used to daydream a lot. The motherfuckers used to get on to me about it. So like creating my own world is one thing I'm always good at.
I can draw like a motherfucker, but. And I can write stories a little bit, but I say he write more than the music and shit.
Yeah, so we got to try to do that.
And I'm just creative as fuck in general. That come from being alone and shit though.
You wanna know my pimp name Slickback?
Go ahead, give it to me.
An accountant named Tyler.
Hell no.
He gonna be a real pimp. What you mean? He pimping your taxes.
Nah, my pimp name Slickback gonna be
what?
A frat bro. He gonna be a.
You gotta call him by whatever his frat name is, or his old frat name, then him. So it's gonna.
Yo, Alpha. What's a good one? What's
you,
a good one? Call,
call him
be
you.
A white dude too.
Kappa C.
Lick my frig. And we lick my frig. Frank the Tank, brother. Frank the Tank.
And you gotta call him.
No. Kirk the Perk.
Kirk the Perk.
Kirk the Perk.
I'm fucking with it.
Ever be a D1 5-star wrestler or some shit? He's a 2-year senior, and he gets all the bitches.
Oh, and that makes sense too, because in a Pimp Named Slickback episode, he did try to take Sarah away from Tom. So in that episode, he's gonna be taking Tina away from Tyrone, but Tina Black. But Kirk the Perk, he just gonna be doing hella partying and shit. And yes. Then Tina gonna be fucking with him because she giving him a break from all the monotony that Tyrone doing.
But she gonna get sick of his ass because all he does is pop mm-hmm. perks and drink.
And then that's when Tyrone gonna have to step aside of himself and show him.
And beat the fuck out of that nigga.
I'm fucking with it. I'm fucking with it.
He gonna get his ass whooped. The whole Tina gonna feel bad. Because let's not forget, Kurt the Perk is a D1 5-star wrestler. So fucked up. He's still ham.
I'm fucking with it.
He like 5'10", 170. So that motherfucker ain't nothing but shoulders and neck.
I'm fucking with
him. And he's secretly gay. Let's keep. I'm gonna do that one too. He's secretly gay. He sleeps with a bunch of women because he's a frat bro, and he has to. His father's homophobic as fuck. How that be expanded upon?
I'm fucking with it. And then I really just retract on what I had said a while ago when I said I was gonna have granddaddy races, but. Because, you know, I said I was going to have racist, but he too dumb, so he can't read and shit like that. So that's why he didn't go to sell. But he, so I'm going to take that out because I want him to.
It's why.
You know what? I'm.
This is what you can leave it in. Let me give you this first, then you can decide. You can leave it in because he grew as a person. He was racist because all his friends were racist, and now he's old and all his friends are dead. And he realized in older in life he become a devout Christian, and that's why he hates gay people.
I like what you're doing there. I like what you're doing there.
Why have two man when you can have two, nigga?
But you know, it's how I feel. That's good, but I feel like the Boondocks are too like surface level to really be like this. But then again, this is not Aaron Magruder's Boondocks. This is our Boondocks. So okay, the Coondocks.
Where's yours gonna take place?
Hmm.
Like where's what state? Yours gonna take place? Yeah. What fictional state?
Oh, the state, time period, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, Wood, and there is Woodcrest was in Illinois, right?
Nah, it was in Georgia. It was in rural Georgia, dog.
Was it? I think it was in Illinois.
Mm-mm. Because they traveled back to Chicago.
Okay.
So it was really a southern suburb. Cause you had the crunk music, you had all that shit going on.
Okay, okay, I got you. How do D, I'm gonna put these niggas in Washington. Ooh. State. Not DC, Washington State.
Oh, I wanna say put them in Virginia.
In Seattle, cause you wanna know why? It's always raining there, so it's gonna give them the kind of like a darker tone when it comes to it, and then they explain why Uncle Roderick is always going to the tanning salon and all that stuff, because it's never sun out there. And then they also explain why.
One thing for Uncle Roderick.
Okay, I'll pick up what you putting down about Granddad. But instead of make him devout Christian, make him like kind of like make it like when he was in the past, he was a part of this cult, and the cult moved him out there to where he was in Seattle, because Seattle always has like a lot of, the West always has a lot of cult shit going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell, man, gonna be in fucking LA.
Okay.
And it's gonna be stationed around 2014. When a lot of the shit I'm talking about was kind of happening, you had YouTube couple channels blowing up. You had, you know what I'm saying, white kids trying to be the next Logic, the next shit. You had the Mountain Dew trick shot motherfuckers like Riley. That's all he watches on YouTube and tries to do them on the video game. He's going to be a pro video game player. Have Grandpa Nicholas Kerr. Grandpa Nicholas Kerr. Tyler still calls him Grandpa Nicholas. Chad calls him Nick Kerr. What's up? What's up, Nick Kerr?
I'm fucking with it.
Kevin, have Mr. Kevin. Microaggressions, very much horribly racist. Mr. Olakandi. Not Olakandi. What was his name?
Olufemi. Olafemi. Olafemi works too. Hey, it's up Ola. To you.
Olufemi, Ola Femi, make sure all his shit is Fendi, goddammit.
I'm fucking with it. Instead of having the gold W, it's gonna be the Fendi Elf's.
Yes.
The logo. I'm fucking with it.
Yes. Have him have a stake in every fashion shit too. Have him be a runway model, all that shit. He's everything Tyrone wants to be and everything Kevin hates. He's the epitome of black excellence.
I'm fucking with it.
And Grandpa Nick Kerr as a low level social worker for years, that had a big played a big role in all things civil rights, Rodney King. He was even on OJ's defense team. Let's go ahead and put him on that too. Every defining moment where a white dude helped out in black history, Grandpa Nicholas Kerr was in it somehow.
I got you.
Have him be on the street when Tupac died in Vegas.
Everywhere.
Everything that happened, a big moment in black culture, he was there for it.
I'm fucking
as a white, just the white guy. Okay, hell, even have him be the first white dude to graduate from an HBCU. Go ahead and give him that too.
Hey, I'm fucking with it.
Why? Because he's Nick Kerr.
He's Nick Kerr. Hey, man. Hey man, I like this shit, man. Hey man,
I ain't gonna lie, this shit lit.
This shit lit, man. We gotta at least write something for it. Like write individual stories for our individual ideas for these people. At least one a piece.
Yeah.
At least one a piece. Do our creative juices that justice.
My favorite one so far is the fucking Ola Candy, Ola Fenty. Make sure all his shit is Fenty, goddamn it. Hey. real talk, have him be the greatest brother of all time, but he's African.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the ultimate non-immigrant gain and gathering achiever.
Which will make your courage hate him even more. Except for Caleb.
Tyler,
yeah.
No, I'm gonna have them fuck with him. Just have him fuck. I'm talking about have all the black, even Kevin hate him, have Tyrone hate him, Tina be a fan. Everyone fucks with him.
Okay.
But they don't know why they fuck
with him. Oh, okay. That's how Ed Wensler was too. Everybody loved him, but they didn't know
that. He was evil as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Have Ola Candy be Ola Fenty be just a real nigga.
Uh-huh.
He's even him down to explaining why
Ola, man, fuck it. Just call him Ola Candy, man. You done said this shit too much. Now I'm starting to think that's his name. So just call him Ola Candy. It's a good play. It's a good play on it, though. You keeping it Ola, so it still sound Nigerian as fuck, though. Just keep it.
Ola, Ola, eh. Ola, Ola, eh. Hey. But, man, okay. Let me quit being stupid. My shit gonna be based around just, like, the ultimate villain is Kevin. Let's just be real. Kevin is the worst thing about the show. His microaggressions, he's kind of racist. He only employs Mexicans and high school children, so he doesn't have to pay them full-time wages.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's been doing tax evasion since 1980. And he meets up every morning for coffee with Nick Kerr because he likes it. Because he likes his coffee with cream. He can say the word and shit you can do about it.
Okay, I don't even think I gave my version of Air Wunsler Jr., did I?
Why did you give that either?
Oh, dang. Okay, so Kevin and... Oh, okay, that's all the same person. Okay, my bad. I'm tweaking. Yes. Okay, sure, yeah. Man. Well, you done gave the villain of your show. So who the... You know the villain of my show gonna be?
Hopefully Granddad.
Mm-mm. Well, Granddad sometimes, but you know he's still part of the family. You know how the family is usually like the main point of the Boondocks. So I'm gonna keep that. So he just gonna be like you gonna hate him most of the time because of the shit that he used to do, but then you gonna be like, okay, he a changed person, shit like that. But as far as like the main villain, I'll say Uncle, like how I was Uncle Ruckus in the first one. It'll be Uncle Broderick. The reason why I say it'll be Uncle Broderick because he's white America's worst nightmare, but he's white.
Yeah.
So everything he does that reflects negatively on black folks, it hurts even worse because it's actually a white person doing it and they know he's white, so they can't even just deny it and say, oh, nah, he's black. Nah, he's white.
Nah, he got an 86 Cutlass with rims on it. You know what I'm saying? He can grill. Sit with Noah's ordinance. He got a grill.
He ain't even got a grill. He got permanence. He got slugs.
Nah, he like, make your palm wall. But watch it. He even trying to talk like he from Houston. He got tattoos. He got face tattoos.
But tan as fuck.
Tan as fuck. Damn, light skin, but he's blonde.
Hell yeah, that's all.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, goddamn. This is some good shit.
Yeah, we gotta make some stories about this. Hey, man, but moving on, man. I think we've fantasized about this world good and long enough to where we should be. Y'all gotta hold us accountable, though. If like a month don't go by, we ain't got shit, man. Y'all just gotta be like, hey, man, my nigga, what the fuck is y'all doing? So we can get on that.
My opening story gotta be that Kurt the Perk.
Yeah. Rory, you can always come back to this episode and listen to it.
Oh, God. Gotta keep this and gotta start this one on Spotify.
Hell yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah, gotta favorite this one.
Let's move on, man. There's, let's see what you want to get into from the text I sent you. We have one more thing. Let's just get into it.
The resurgence of a YouTube legend.
Uh-oh, no.
The best rapper to ever live.
We doing it?
We doing it. I mean, shit, we've in the last three episodes, for real, we done talked about shit being lost to time, and this dude really just deleted himself from history.
Facts.
Like,
Mr. Super Deshaun Hop, Raw.
Deshaun Ross. Roth? Ross?
Raw. That was like his YouTube channel name. Deshaun.
Man, fuck all that shit. Nigga, you are super hot fire forever.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, 546.
Did you watch that video I sent you?
The one with Blueface? Nah.
Ah, nigga, it's a new one. It's like 3 weeks old.
Nigga, I was watching the one with fucking Mute Spitter. The real legend.
The real legend. The
Blue Block, Blip Bloop, Bop. Beauty
bop. Bop. Bop.
But, yo, shout out to Soulja Boy for being the only loss he ever had.
But he said he redid that. Loss back.
Because he's super hot fire.
They were in the one with Blueface. Them motherfuckers say, I take the ball, I bounce it. I shoot it, I miss it. They go, oh, the motherfucker stand up, sight, I swished it.
Nigga, that's GOAT level shit though.
It's and the sight. The sights always do it, man.
Sight? That's the wrong number.
The sights always do it, man.
Oh God.
The sights always do it, man.
I wish X was still alive. He'd have had so much fun doing that shit.
Oh, nigga, what? It's damn, that just reminded me. They, so that mean they gotta do one with Denzel Curry and Ski Mask on there.
Gotta do one with Ski.
I'll do one with Ski, man. Let me start.
Oh yeah, nigga, Future dropped a new album.
Hey, I saw this shit. I ain't listened to it though.
I gotta listen to that. Oh, I ain't listened to it yet, nigga. I'm running the bitch download. I found it at work today, so I had to wait. My data was kind of slow.
Man, I don't know, man. You know, Wiz Khalifa, Girl Talk, and Big Crit put out a joint album.
You shit to me.
Yeah, that shit. It's a song on it. That's pretty decent. I love.
Man, Denzel Curry got the best album that came out this year so far. Real shit.
I'm fucking with it. Action Bronson just released the album. Crocodile Turbo.
I'm about to wear that shit, son. That sound like the shit I'ma fuck with.
Wale just re-released one of his mixtapes from 2014.
I'm about to give a fuck about this shit.
Russ
I only care about released, classic mixtapes.
Russ just released some.
Bibbidi bop, bibbidi bop boo. Bow. Bow.
Hey, man. Oh,
Kalani dropped a new album. Man, she ain't got that one shit she put out when she looking over the fence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the best female R&B albums I've never heard.
Kalani tough with it.
I swear, that helped her. Do her thug thizzle.
So, are you trying to review the new Future? I never liked you.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga. That's it. I want to know who the hell he talking about.
Yeah, we can go make a review that tomorrow.
Alright.
Oh, that nigga got Tim's on the song. Tim's Ooh. And Drake on the same song. He got ESTG hey, on the song.
Nigga.
He got Kodak Black.
Boy. Nah, nigga.
The Tim's and Drake?
Nigga. Big Crit. That nigga got Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit, Girl Talk, and Smoke Dizzle on a day. Nigga!
Nigga, I just told you about that.
No, it's on one song, nigga.
Currency on the last song of that album. Yes. Yeah.
Nigga, oh shit. The country nigga in me is fucking losing his shit right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh, if this shit was over a David Banner beat, god damn it.
Yeah. Shit, Full Cup Purse, the name of the album. See, we can review that one tomorrow if you want to, too. It's good. I like it.
Yeah. We gonna do that shit. We gonna do that shit.
Let's review Full Cup Purse and let's listen to that new Future.
That Future. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I'm in the mood for some toxic shit. So Future, you better have some shit.
After we start recording, I can play this "Put You On" too if you want to hear that one. That's my favorite off of it. And then they got their title single off of it too, which is "Ain't No Fun." We can play both of those. I'll screen share it.
Nigga, I've been listening to your boy Playboi Carti though.
Hey, Cardi is always
first,
a good.
That first album, nigga. That
that's
first
always a solid track. The self title joint.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga, that and that location.
Hell yeah. See, a loyal bitch. You gotta pray for her. Hey, man, what the fuck are you talking about?
They need to clear that sample for Kid Cudi, though. Pierre Bourne. Nigga, if that shit ever drop for real,
the world gonna explode.
Yeah,
the bitch
is the I wanna fuck these hoes. Ooh. But it was good until it wasn't. It's a fucking classic. I don't care what nobody say. Even after that first song, nigga.
Hello, what was on that one?
Nigga, Toxic, Real Hot Girl Skit, Change Your Life with Jhené Aiko.
Oh, who this is? Who this is now? Who?
Atlanta, it was good to
the Okay.
Yeah, this is a classic. This is a RP.
That's the one she's standing in front of the fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With that ass. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord.
Yes, sir. Booty cut. Yes, yeah. Sure.
Oh, God. Hey, girls need to bring that back.
the Daisy Dukes?
I swear. But let's call them the Kalani Cuts.
I'm fucking with it. I'm fucking with the name, too.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Okay, I got the Wiz Khalifa joint.
That ain't changed.
All right, y'all, man. We gonna wrap this episode up right now, man. We done gave you a good hour and 30 minutes of just pure content, man. So tomorrow,
nigga, we done wrote 3 fucking series on this episode.
Next
we
episode,
get some damn love.
Hell yeah! Next episode when we come back, we gonna be reviewing Full Court Press. That's that conglomerate album with Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit, and Girl Talk. And we also gonna review the I Never Liked You by Future. So come back next episode, cause I ain't no telling how far they gonna drop in between each other. But come back next episode, we got y'all on that. This has been another episode of Product Plus School Education Podcast. Peace.
Peace.